To get some idea of this extraordinary distance and the challenge it presents, I'm going to imagine that we could hitch a ride on the fastest man-made object in existence. Voyager 1 was launched in 1977. Now over 30 years old, it's traveled more than 13 billion miles. Its mission so far has taken it to Jupiter and Saturn. By using their gravity to boost its speed, the little spacecraft has entered the record books. It might not look fast, but Voyager is racing through space at 11 miles a second. On Earth, 11 miles a second looks like this. It's 39,000 miles an hour. At this speed, we could circle the globe 1.5 times in an hour. So how long would it take a spaceship traveling at Voyager's speed to get to the nearest Earth-like planet, Gliese? The answer reveals the true scale of the cosmos. For even traveling at 11 miles a second, the journey to Gliese would still take over 350,000 years. I think we have a chance to become a lasting part of the ever-changing universe and to discover what other wonders it might hold. But to do this, we will have to develop new technology on an enormous scale. And that's going to take some serious engineering.
There are many in the field of cosmology who believe, as I do, that finding ways to travel great distances will be essential to keeping humankind alive in an aging universe.
If we could build a machine capable of traveling to other solar systems, we'd open up a fascinating possibility. The survival of the human race for billions of years.